sick, right?
Okay.
Like, last time, this time last week, I was a fucking mess. I couldn't stand up without falling down. So dizzy, like a fever, like 104. I was 104 temperature, couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. My legs had horrible pains. Never had, it might have been like the sickest I've ever felt.
All right.
It was just a flu or a cold or something. But as far as like feeling sick, that was as bad as I can remember ever being. And then one day later, I would have been sick, but compared to what I had just gone through, not so bad. But this, whatever this is, it's still, it's like my throat now. My voice is going in and out, and I can't. You can't, like, I don't want to leave the house to get people sick, but also, it's been 11 days now, or whatever.
Yeah, it's been, a lot of people who have it, it's been a nagging pain.
Yeah, it's like, I can't take a vacation from life.
You can.
No.
Thank you for putting me in this confined space with you.
Hey, no problem.
All right.
But just think, if you had respect for me, you would be in here an extra 15 minutes in this confined space. So just before I yell, I'm sure there's a totally good reason why you were late.
Yes.
Why were you late, sir?
So you know, last time we did a recording, I was in my dad's truck because the old silver Malibu there was back in the shop with a new water pump, and you know, $1,300 later. It ran really well. Solid week of performance.
Nice.
Until yesterday, or sounded not great. And then the check engine light comes on this morning. Damn it. But also a little note on the screen that said, check your gas cap. So checking gas cap. It's on there nice.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's an older gas cap. I'm going to go try to do this cheap fix real quick. Buy a new gas cap. Put that on there, see if that's what it is. Because they did the, I went to O'Reilly's, so I'm late. They did the,
Oh, that's why you're late?
Yeah, because I wanted to go by.
I mean, that's the worst, that's a piss poor excuse.
That I wanted my car to not break down on me?
How long had you known about your gas cap?
Just yesterday.
Oh, okay.
When I was coming back and nothing was open.
Coming back from where? Where were you coming back
went
from?
Went to the Flogging Molly concert yesterday in Fresno.
I'm sorry, the what?
Flogging Molly concert?
Is that some sort of event?
Irish band?
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
oh,
great time.
Oh, less of an excuse now.
Great time.
Less of an excuse now.
So anyway, I go to O'Reilly's, they do the little check, and then apparently the code that says to check, there's four different things that it could be, and I'm like, why doesn't each one of these have their own goddamn code?
We talked about this before.
Oh.
Cars don't have to be this expensive, and
God
they don't
damn
have
it.
To be this complicated.
And then, like, the cheapest one on there was number one, gas cap. The other ones are like, we got to take it to a fucking shop, which I will be going to next.
So where does one buy a gas cap?
Or O'Reilly's.
I've never seen, like, just a gas cap hanging
out.
Well,
you tell them, like, what car you have, and they go get you the gas cap.
Yeah, I know, but I thought you would just walk in and pull it off the...
No.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Yeah, that didn't work.
That's why
I'm here.
This is No Talent Required. I know.
Oh,
it's different. Think of it as a reboot.
A soft reboot.
Here's why we did it. This gives us a chance to talk about a variety of things, and the amount of people we had listening to Accidental Life Coach, I can count them on my hands and toes. So if in the confusion we lost them, I'm not gonna realize it because no one gave a shit.
So we listened.
For those of you that I want my life coach, we're still gonna do that. Just.
It's part of this.
Inside of this podcast. So you're going to get that and some more you're still going to get the... By the way, I also have to pee like nobody's business, and I blame you for that 100% as well. I've had the sore throat.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a sore throat. It's just like it feels like I'm straining to get the voice out.
Okay.
And whenever you're sick, people just assume you're a fucking moron, I think, is what it is. Because they tell you...
They tell you that all these different, like, I'll just have a cold. Like, you, like, say you're sick right now and spring just began.
Yeah, spring has sprung.
They're all, you just have, allergies. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm not, like, in denial, like, I don't want allergies. If I had allergies, I'd go get the medicine for it. But I don't have allergies. I'm just fucking sick right now.
Well, and people, they...
I'm like, they're out. And then one lady was like, no, it's allergies.
They tell you, when they find out that you're sick, they'll tell you things like, you're having throat problems? You should drink hot tea. Yeah. It's like they think that they're the only ones who have thought of this very common... Yes, I understand if I'm having some throat voice issues, maybe I should do the one thing that literally everyone has always done since the beginning of time. You're not a doctor, and you're not telling me. So yes, I've done all of those things. It just sucks, and it will suck. But one thing I have been told is to make sure you're hydrated, right? Make sure you're constantly drinking. So I have to pee all the time now, and it sucks. And here's the thing, and I'm blaming you for this again.
Go ahead.
It's 10:55. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, I have to pee, but he's going to be here before I come back. And I'll wait it out. Wait it out. It's going to be a 90-minute episode. It's not a big deal. But then at 9:59, you text me and say you're going to be late. So now I'm like, well, now I can't go because
Can't you go?
I was thinking, do I have the time? Do I not have the time? And then
the bathroom's right over there.
We're going to take a break.
I said I was going to be a little bit late.
I don't know what that means.
And I think that means enough time to go to the bathroom and back.
I didn't want to risk it, Jinx.
All right.
I did not want to risk it.
I wouldn't have shown, like, just to let you know, mm-hmm. apparently you don't know me well enough. I would not have shown up, seen your car here, not seen you, and thought, well, I guess we're done, and then kept going.
Friendship's over.
I guess we're not doing it today.
I don't know.
I would have assumed he might, like, honestly, the first thing I would have thought, he went to the bathroom.
Well, now you say it. Now we record it. Now
what else am I going to think? I would have looked over, seen you not on the swings. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, he's probably in the bathroom.
Now we're recording.
Or he's getting a hobo blowjob. Either way, I'll wait for you.
A hobo. It's a hobo. Anyway, so I apologize if my voice sucks. And I apologize if you get sick. Although, you know what? After your tardiness today, I'm not that sorry if you do get sick. I hope you don't get what I had a week ago, but I hope you get this. Yeah, how about that? I hope you get a scratchy throat. Mm-hmm. I hope you deal with a scratchy throat for a week.
My voice just becomes even more sexier.
I bet it does. You got an angelic voice. by the way, you know what else I feel? I feel irritated with you.
Okay.
I feel irritated by you. I feel irritated by my bladder. I feel irritated by my throat. But you know what else I feel?
What's that?
I feel light as a feather, baby, because this diet is finally showing some results.
Okay, how much have you lost?
8 pounds, my
friend.
Congrats. 8 pounds in a month. The first week, I was miserable for 2 pounds. And I was very angry about all of this. And I really miss food. But then 3 weeks goes by, and I drop an additional, 6 pounds? Oh, I'm liking this. Currently, I still have not eaten. I'm very hungry.
You're 12 to 8. That's what you got
to
eat.
12 to 8, yeah. I'm hungry now. I'm very, very, very frustrated that I can't eat at this moment in time right now. But by the time we're done recording this, mm-hmm. I'm going to have just the... It seems like I'm eating more within that 8 hours. Like, I will have a huge meal. But I only have enough time for, 2 meals. So I got to make them count.
Gotcha.
And I had a salad the other day by choice. I felt wrong, but I felt good.
Where'd you get a salad at?
I made a salad.
Okay.
Chopped up some lettuce myself, Jinx.
Okay.
It was.
I never even chop lettuce. When I get a lettuce thing, I just rip it apart.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean.
You did a chopping motion as if you had a knife.
I do own a knife. I heard you're not supposed to cut lettuce with a metal knife.
Really?
You're supposed to use some sort of plastic thing.
I don't know why. I just rip it apart. It's fine.
I think
it's so.
I don't know.
So easy to rip apart.
Caveman. You're like a caveman.
Yeah. It's,
rip.
Yeah.
Are you want to talk about what we're going to do today?
Yeah, let's do it.
You're going to take a personality quiz.
All right, that's fine.
I'm not threatening you with
that. That sounded threatening.
No, you are going to take
at the end of it, I expect you to say, "Oh, you're an asshole who doesn't show up on time for things."
No, we don't need a test. We don't need a test to prove this.
Yeah.
We proved it by me being here and you not being here. This is like an actual professional test. We're going to find out what kind of
professional should have been in quotations there.
I mean, we're going to find out what kind of personality you have.
All right.
That's what it is. And no, asshole is not one of the options.
All right.
That's just a bonus with you.
Bonus 14%.
It's much more than that. Things have
changed.
Things have changed. It's much more than that. By the way, you're a former MoviePass customer.
Yep.
Have you been following their most recent fuck you?
Yeah, they keep sending me, or not them, but I keep getting articles on my newsfeed of because I do Flipboard or whatever.
Yeah.
And
sponsor of this very podcast.
I get, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I don't listen. I'm here for the day. But yeah, it's on the, it keeps popping up on the thing, and I get angrier and angrier every time I look at it, just everything they do. What's the newest fuck you?
The newest fuck you is, they are now they're claiming that they're back. They're like, we did it, guys. We're back.
Remember, we made it.
Remember how you used to watch a movie a day,
yep,
every day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're bringing that back to you for $10.
For a limited time, right?
Well, it says you can see any movie that's available on our app for.
That's the problem.
But nothing's changed. That's how it's always been, yeah, and you've
never been able to see the movie.
But they're resubscribing people again. I would like to know how this is possible. How it's legal for them to just go back in and say, "Oh no, I'm still taking your money."
Yeah.
How can they do this? So now I'm still currently I'm going back and constantly checking their fucking app to see if I am paying for them or not.
I don't think any of my cards are the same. I've just went, like, a couple months ago, like, I think all my cards expired.
Mm.
So, I think I'm good.
You know what? Also, the WWE Network fired me. They canceled me. I didn't cancel them. They said, you're no longer welcome here.
What?
I go to watch something on the network, and it says I don't have I must be a member, right? I must be a subscriber. So, I was like, well, that's...
Here I am.
That's weird. So, I check on a different device, same thing. So I went to my account, didn't have one, no sign of me anywhere, no history of me ever even being with the company.
That's great. You get that free month again, right?
Well, then I go back to my credit card stuff, and I'm checking. I was like, did something expire? Did something not go through? And the Hulu went through, and the Netflix went through, and the Shudder went through, and everything went through, but not them. So I'm going back to the website, to the app, and I'm going to fucking sign up for the WWE Network again. And then I thought to myself, well, now wait a minute. I've not enjoyed anything this company has given me in months now.
Oh.
You know what? I'm not coming back. You fucked it up, WWE Network. The only thing I like is NXT, which I can get for Hulu. I can get on that's available on Hulu. So you know what? They
Hulu's
fucked up.
Hulu's free now for me.
Why is Hulu free? Because
I have Spotify.
Oh.
And like one of my cards expired, and like they let me know, hey, you got to upgrade your payment options.
Mm-hmm.
Go to upgrade.
Wait, they said you have to upgrade your payment options instead of just
canceling
taking more of your money and then saying goodbye. What is up?
Like, I don't know. So anyway, when I go to do my payment options, they're like, oh, since you're premium now, you get the Hulu ad-supported one free. And I'm all, oh, that's kind of sucks because I already have Hulu. And then it says right at the bottom, if you already have Hulu, sign in here. And I signed in.
Cancels it out.
And they're like, congratulations. Free. I'm like, what?
Bad. That's not all bad. Right. I know, like, one of the phone companies comes with Hulu or something.
Sprint, right? Sprint, if you get, like, which they're going out of business now, but, like, their top package.
It's because that crazy person that owns T-Mobile is like
him. I bought his cookbook the other day.
I don't understand.
I bought his slow cooker cookbook the other day.
He seems like, remember when, back in the 90s when Bernard, what is his name? Benito? The guy that won the Oscar for Life is Beautiful.
Okay, Roberto Benito.
There you go. When he accepted the Oscar and went fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That's what this guy looks at. It's like, how are you running a company? Like, he seems like a good guy, but it's like he's weird.
You get free stuff. I got an umbrella in my car, T-Mobile umbrella in my car.
You've bragged about your free
what?
Stuff.
What? You get free stuff, too.
But it's free crap I don't want.
You don't need an umbrella?
I do not need an umbrella. No.
100%. It was raining heavy earlier.
It was raining heavy. You know what I did? I stayed within the coverage of a car or in a house. Or you know what? I just let God shower me down. All
right.
It's all natural. I don't need... Down.
Got some socks a couple weeks ago.
You know what? I could use some socks. Right. I'm not going to lie. I could use some... But they're probably black and pink and got that dude's face on it or something.
They're black and they've got pink tee on the back of them. It's really nice. I like them.
I just want...
Almost warm today, but yeah, I didn't.
You managed to wear your glasses that I love so much.
Yeah, they were the first ones next to the bed.
How many do you have just laying around? How
many pairs? Just laying around right now, it's about four pairs just, like, out of the case. And then, like, as I'm heading out, I have a little bunch of them. Like, so I have about nine pairs of glasses.
Like when you go to Snoop Dogg's house and there's just a plate of joints? Do you just have a bunch of folded up glasses?
Oh, no, they're not reading glasses.
Where are those?
So I can see far away.
Oh.
Yeah.
So just glasses?
Nearsighted, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, fine. Before we get into the actual show,
okay.
I thought we would talk about the one thing I'm pretty sure you've cried tears of joy about, and you've probably gotten hard over the announcement that there's going to be a Bill and Ted 3.
Oh, I read that this morning. Yeah, and, that's very cool.
Did you see the video of Keanu? Did you see the video?
No.
So they announced it, right? Like Alex Winter and Keanu, they were out there doing a video and they're announcing that that's coming next summer or something. I don't know if Keanu Reeves was. I don't know if he's got Tourette's now or if he was supposed to be in character because he's like bobbing and weaving and moving around.
Yeah, no, he's probably in character.
But the other guy wasn't at all. Like, so completely not in character.
There's a reason one of them's a star still. The other one's not because one of them has commitment to the character and this profession.
Man, you're giving him so much credit for being a good actor. He sucks.
I love Keanu Reeves.
I know you do. And he, as a person, I do too.
I love his movies. They're great. Do you know who's... See?
No.
We're focusing on the wrong movie news story.
Oh, God, what?
So, Bill and Ted 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
good. What are they going to call it, I wonder?
I don't know. They'll come up with something clever, I'm sure.
Gnarly something. I don't know. I hated those first two.
Was it the John Wick 3 trailer came out, too?
Okay.
Who cares? Do you know what movie got announced?
What?
It's a movie called Jiu-Jitsu.
With Nicolas Cage.
Starring Nicolas Cage. Mm-hmm. Where he plays a jiu-jitsu fighter who has to fight an alien once every 6 years. Fuck yeah. Sign me the fuck up.
No, that's it. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
What I like about Nicolas Cage is like everyone shits on him for like being in some financial issues and having to do these movies. And that's
he gets to do these movies.
But it's true. He is in financial problems and that's what started him making all these movies. But what I like about it is he owns more than one castle.
Yeah.
And you know that someone...
That's his financial problem was he's like, hey, man, you own too many castles. Those are good problems to have.
There had to be a financial advisor in his life that said, you know, Mr. Cage, if you were to just let go of one of those castles, you wouldn't have to make these movies. And to him... He's like, I don't even understand the words you're saying to me. Let go.
I own castles.
Nicolas Cage owns the second biggest, the second most expensive collection of Superman memorabilia, right?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, one of his lawyers just said, if you sell one comic book, you pay this off. And he got fired immediately for suggesting this.
Get the hell out of here. Give me that. What's the top script? Trespass. Let's go make that.
Oh, Trespass. See, that's the thing, though.
Yeah.
People are only singling out his Trespass and his ghost movie and all this bullshit. We're forgetting he's making Mom and Dad and he's making Mandy and he's making all these fucking
greatness, dude.
Where he had fucking karate fights a ghost every six. This Fuck is great. Yeah. I can't wait for this. And you're right. That is more exciting news than any other movie. That we could be. Jordan Peele, okay, you know, his movie's coming out tomorrow.
Yep.
That looks great. Guess what I'm thinking about while I'm in the theater chomping on my popcorn? When's that Nicolas Cage Karate Alien movie coming out?
Yeah.
Is this going to
be... And this is... Last year was a year when Nick Cage played both Superman
and Spider-Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, to perfection.
That's great. Great.
His star burns bright.
Yep.
And I wish him all the luck. I hope he never sells those castles.
I don't want him to sell. I mean, I hope he gives them away to me. That'd be great.
I don't think he's going to give two castles to a guy he doesn't know.
Just one.
You said gives them to me. I don't think... do you want to move in? That could be a fuck...
I'll do it.
That'd be a TV show. Do you remember that show? I forget what it's called.
Me and Busey?
Something like that. Yeah,
where he just...
He's just teaching this kid life advice and...
I remember the episode where he tried to put butt plugs in a bunch of cows. Stop the methane gas.
I just remember
pollution.
Every episode would end with like some weird Busey teaching.
The weirdest one was still like he's picking his teeth with his bone, and then the guy's like, you know what that is, or like he gives it to the kid, and then he tells the kid, you know what that is, right? You know the raccoon's the only animal that actually has a bone in its penis, and he's like picking his teeth, and he stops. And he slowly puts the penis bone down.
He once ended an episode when they were staring at the sunset, and he says, "That's beautiful. You don't see that every day." actually, you do see that every day, and you will forever. And
you know what? We got to put that in context.
Mm-hmm.
Say that episode took place in Alaska. You don't see that every day. That's once every 30 days or something.
Burbank. I believe it happened in Burbank. And I don't currently live in Burbank.
All right.
I've been there.
You're assuming?
I'm assuming the sun sets on Burbank. Episode title. Actually, that's a good title for something. All right, let's get into the first segment. We're going to take a look back, Jinx.
Let's look back.
Take a look back through the world of pop culture. By the way, there's a car, a truck that parked behind us right now.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't seen this in so long, and it warmed my heart to see it. He applied the club to his steering wheel.
Oh.
I haven't seen that shit in forever, and I'm glad that he used it. Although it was yellow, so I think it might be an off-brand club. I don't know what you would call that. But
we call this the association.
That's what this is. All right, let's get into it. We're talking about all the most important things that happened in the world of pop culture.
Oh yeah.
For the week of March 25th to March 30th. March 25th, 1984. Huge, Jinx.
Oh yeah, I've seen this video.
Michael Jackson has debuted the moonwalk at something called the Motown 25 special. I guess it's the 25th anniversary of the Motown label?
Maybe.
Or maybe the music genre?
Or maybe some concert that happened. It's fine.
Something like that. Here's the thing about that. Like you said you watched the video?
Yeah.
The video's cool because you hear people being amazed by what they're watching.
Yeah.
Because they hit, like, I forget what song he's doing, but then he takes a break, and he's doing a bunch of weird dance moves. And just the regular dance moves he's doing is pretty impressive.
Yeah, people are going nuts for it.
But then once he does the moonwalk, there's a split second of total silence and disbelief that they're seeing this man do this. And then they go fucking nuts.
Uh-huh.
But much like everything else about Michael Jackson has turned out to be a horrible lie, the story of the moonwalk is also a terrible lie because the whole story has always been, like, no one knew he was going to do it, and he didn't know he was going to do it. Just something that he sprung out there, and now people are saying,
I never believed that wasn't.
I did because
Of inspiration. Like,
I believed it because who
I'm sure he's in a room doing dance moves at that time. He's doing dance moves in this room by himself, like for hours.
He's
probably
doing lots of things in lots of rooms.
Yeah.
So
I haven't watched the documentary yet.
Neither have I.
But I've just I don't want to. Not just because...
Here's the thing. Why are we shocked that a guy that we all thought was a pedophile turned out to be a pedophile?
Yeah.
There's no reason to be shocked about this. All signs pointed to fucking children.
Yeah.
And it's just like the R. Kelly thing. We have all this evidence for years.
Yeah,
and no one says it.
That's what's upsetting, that, like, the justice system's basically, I think, just waiting for documentarians to come around and be like, hey, look, here's all this evidence that you guys just decided not to collect.
Yeah, it makes no sense. But not
makes
even,
no sense
not
to
even
me.
That, in the case of R. Kelly, we had evidence.
Yeah.
He is on record as a child molester. That's cool. We're cool with it until the Lifetime Network puts
Until people were, like, all outraged out of it and, like, what?
Well, I mean, and the stuff about Michael Jackson, like, stuff has come out,
mm-hmm.
and people ignored it for
they
a
just
long
ignore,
time.
They don't just ignore it. They actively fight against it, and they defend it.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, how can you defend this, man?
And here's the thing. I'm saying you don't have to defend it. I'm saying you don't even have to stop listening to Michael Jackson, because guess what? I'm a fan of the music,
yep.
and I don't think I'm going to change the channel the next time I'm listening to the radio and a Michael Jackson song comes on. There's no reason
let's have a little bit of a moratorium on, like, playing his stuff on the radio. Just let it, like, give it a fucking few months.
Well, because, like when Jared from Subway does something, right?
Uh-huh.
It's easy to erase him because he's a small part of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to erase the Cosbys.
Nope, smaller because of Subway, because it is a low-fat health food, apparently.
I've been losing the weight, and I have yet to have a Subway, so I don't know.
Subway's just bland, man. I can't take it anymore.
Wow, shots fired. Also, no, our second sponsor of this episode, Quiznos.
Quiznos.
Quiznos is good stuff. Anyway, you can erase Jared Fogle, Kid Toucher from Subway, and over time, fine. But guys like the Jackson and the Cosbys of the world. Decades and decades of content. You can't Like the Simpsons said, we're pulling the episode.
Yeah.
But you never even admitted it was Michael Jackson until now anyway. In the credits, he was never listed in the credits. Mm-hmm. And they always said it was a Michael Jackson impersonator, even though it was clearly Michael Jackson. So why do you wait until he's, like, blacklisted and years after he died to then say, oh, it was him and we're pulling the episode? Just say it's the guy you made up. It makes no sense. Why hide it now? Also, dude's dead. Like, no. I mean, it doesn't excuse anything, but it damn sure guarantees he's not doing anything else, right? I mean, why do we have to wait until 2019 to watch a documentary to go, oh, that thing I knew about that guy is
true.
It's true. Of course. Yeah. Where's Macaulay? I have not heard Macaulay speak about this, and I know he's trying to make his internet comeback these days.
I like Macaulay Culkin.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he was one of the, back in the day, he was one of the people that defended old Michael Jackson.
Well, but especially, like, gone. As you're a kid, like, yeah, no, he's just a friend. Just a friend.
Yeah, you know,
and then, like, they're on this other kid who denied it, too, on record, and you're like, once again, just a kid protecting his family. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like,
also, I have had sex with my friends before. It could happen.
Stop coming on to me, Gary.
My friend,
knock it
listen,
off.
My friend wasn't a prepubescent child star of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? She could have been. Who knows? I'm just saying that when the guy lived in a playground.
Yep.
Yes. That's all. Listen, I know I'm a firm believer in innocent until proven guilty. I get that. But the dude decided to live with a monkey on a playground. Lock him up for something. He has to do something wrong, right? Even if you have... Listen, if I found out that one day you said you were going to move out of your place and buy a place with a Ferris wheel, all
right,
and then you were going to load your property up with a bunch of cotton candy machines, and that you were going to spend a lot of time with a bunch of children for sleepovers, even though I did not witness you molesting children, probably wouldn't do the podcast anymore because you're a child diddler, goddammit. We don't need proof sometimes.
Yep.
Lock him up.
Lock him up.
Lock him up. All right. March 26, 1997, 39 members of the Heaven's Gate cult committed suicide.
This is a huge story for me. I remember reading on this over and over again. Do you know what their last meal was?
Kool-Aid?
Nope.
What?
Chicken pot pies at Marie Callender's.
I have never had a chicken pot pie.
For me, pot pies, like, people like them, but mm-hmm. whenever I had pot pies growing up,
yeah,
it was the cheap-ass, like, 39-cent pot pies that you get at the store, and whenever those were in the oven, I was like, oh, shit, we're broke right now, aren't we?
I don't...
And they're never any good.
So what is the significance with them eating pot pies?
I just remember reading about it. Also, one of them, who's the lady from Star Trek? Was it Aurora?
Asking the wrong...
So anyway, her brother was part of that cult.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Time for him to step into the spotlight for once.
Yeah, man, that cult was weird. There's two members of the cult still run a website that's still active today.
Wait, how come they didn't...
They were just picked to stay afterwards to steal the story or whatever, and so they still run the website, which... Yeah.
Okay, so their whole thing was when that comet was discovered,
there was a spaceship.
They
behind
felt
it,
that a
hiding
spaceship
yeah.
was hiding behind it. It takes a certain kind of like. Here's my question: mm-hmm. Did we lose anything as a human race that these 39 people took themselves out? Like, did we lose a bunch of people that were going to really contribute to society?
As a human race, no, definitely. I think their families, of course, like were devastated. Like, oh, this person was susceptible, and they were able to. Ooh, like, and it's weird, too, because it was a cult that didn't really, like, ask for anything.
Yeah, they were just crazy.
They were just like, let's all go die.
Were they the ones that were all caught wearing the same Nikes?
Yep. They all wore the same sweats, same Nikes.
I gotta say this, I don't plan on joining a cult anytime soon, nor have I been invited. But if I did, I would like the uniform. I would like to get involved with someone that says, like, this is what you're wearing every day. This is where you're going every day. This is what you're eating every day until we kill ourselves because we think aliens are hiding behind a...
Cool. So yeah.
No one's offered. No one's thrown out the invite. Does that mean people think...
Sounds like you never talked to, like, an army recruiter because that's exactly what you described.
Or prison.
I gotta wear this. I gotta eat here.
I'll do that.
Do they have voluntary prison?
Marriage.
It's called rehab.
Yeah, both jokes, both solid. I'm going to edit one of those jokes out. We don't need both, but they were both pretty good. We'll put it on the bonus features.
Ooh.
If you get the DVD of this podcast,
DVD.
Yeah, get the DVD. Would you rather be in a cult, like be a member of a cult, or would you rather start a cult?
So like on The Office, Creed answers this question.
God, you are bringing up so much shit that I have never heard of.
So
I don't.
Creed from The Office goes, "Oh yeah, I've been in cults. You make more money as the leader, but you have more fun as a follower."
So yeah. So I don't think you.
I don't think I can start a cult. I don't have that. Like
you need charisma that only few people. I think you need the kind of charisma that only comes with people who would start a cult. You know what I mean? Like you're a likable guy. People, I can see why people would want to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of those people are going to be willing to kill themselves because you told them to.
Nope.
I don't. Yeah.
To start a club or a cult, you really got to have that charisma. And I know I don't have that. Mm-hmm. Whenever I invite people to something I really want to go to, like say a concert or something, and nobody goes, I can't convince people to join me for an evening of something I love.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine trying to get somebody to join me for months.
Maybe you should get you need to work with someone who could be the face of your cult. Like you're pulling the strings, you're calling the shots, but you got a guy, and they all look the same. They all look like Val Kilmer from the Doors movie.
Yeah,
they all look like that dude, and they all have choker necklaces on. You will never pull off a choker necklace.
No, man. First of all, they wouldn't like even if I was wearing a choker necklace. Chin number 3 covers that up.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, he's wearing it. Like, I'd look up and then be like, oh shit, he's wearing a necklace.
Thanks to this diet, I'm down to chin too.
Oh.
I'm only on 2. It's still unnatural, ugly. That's up here.
You're still growing the hair out too. That's
I am
nice.
Still growing it. Here's the thing. I would shave the head because, like, people say, oh, you got the beard. You must like having a beard. No, I hate shaving. And then people say, oh, you must like shaving the head. Nope, hate taking care of hair. I hate having to wash my hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible chore to have to wash your fucking hair. And now I'm doing it again, and it sucks. But I'm in between haircuts, Jinx. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a cut, but I'm not going to take... I have to get a haircut where I have to go out and have someone else do it.
Uh-huh.
I can't just shave it this time. But I'm in that in-between... In the in-between period where... See, and the other thing, if you're in a cult... I think you got to go.
They have a barber on staff, I think.
But I think you have to get the assigned haircut.
All right.
I think that might be what it is.
But it's the bowl cut.
I don't hate it. March 29th, 2006. Tom Jones was knighted.
So when you sent me this,
yeah.
I had to look up. I'm like, wait, Tom Jones is an American?
wait, you hold on. You didn't know?
I didn't know. I was like, oh.
Have you never heard the man speak?
No, I've heard him sing.
Okay, I
never
guess.
Never heard him sing.
You've never seen Mars Attacks? He was a very...
Oh, yeah.
He's very big,
I was young.
Very big part of Mars
so
Attacks.
So it was still like, I was like, wait, Americans can't be knighted? And then I looked it up. I was like, oh, he's from Wales.
Can Americans not be knighted?
They can't. There's a different, I don't want to say coronation, but like some sort of
is
thing.
Is it their version of like...
The Medal of... Like the Presidential Medal of... Whatever.
No, I don't think it's that serious. They're not going to give Tom Jones a Medal of Honor of any
kind.
Well,
it's very serious. You're called Sir.
Okay, fine. You're called Sir, but I call the homeless dude outside the 7-Eleven Sir. It means nothing. Isn't it like how Cosby got he's an honorary doctor?
No, I think it's way above that.
I think it's
to be knighted. I think is a huge.
If we have any UK listeners, let us know if I'm correct or if Jinx is. I think it means. Listen, nothing about the Brits mean anything.
The Queen herself is doing this.
The Queen means nothing. She doesn't. She doesn't do shit. The whole
she
royal
knights people.
That's it. That's her fucking number one primary job, making sure that pop singers from the 70s get knighted. Right. That's what she does. She doesn't make law. She doesn't do anything. They don't do nothing. They put them on money, which. It's cool. I'll give you that. Very, very cool. But, I mean, there's no authority there.
All right. I think she's got authority in the public opinion.
Have you heard the song Delilah by Tom Jones? It's one of the creepiest songs ever because, one, it does not sound creepy at all. But, two, he goes into great detail describing not a time that he read about or what he imagined it to be like. He goes in great detail to tell you how exactly he's going to stab some lady. And he's dark.
Huh?
Tom Jones is dark. Physically and figuratively. I like how he just keeps getting more and more tan. And yep. He got to the point where he just says, oh, yeah, I guess I'm black. No, Tom Jones, that's not how it works.
So it works, right?
Even George Hamilton didn't say any of that. He didn't even claim to be Latin of any kind. He's just Hamilton tan.
Yeah, I like Hamilton tan. It's like orange. I can never pull that off.
I can't get tan. I get burned. That's it.
Yeah, slight tan, but then it just goes right to burn. Yeah, right after that.
So same.
Yeah.
All right. March 29th, 2010. The Fox reality channel was replaced by Nat Geo Wild. I have two questions for you. Number one, what the fuck is Nat Geo Wild, and how is it different than Fox reality channel?
I think this is like all documentary series like of nature, right?
I don't know.
I assume. I remember the Fox reality channel. They had some shit shows on there.
I remember it too, and they were like way ahead of their time, mm-hmm. but in a bad way. Yeah. I don't mean that like because they premiered in like 2002. It's like, there were no reality, there were not
there
enough.
There was like four big reality shows at the time, but that was it. Like,
I don't even think.
Each channel, I think, had like their own thing going mm-hmm. on.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, let's get on this right now. And they shoved this channel out there.
But they had to create 24 hours worth of programming.
Yeah, or about 12, I'm pretty sure there was the whole night.
Do you remember any? I remember one show I enjoyed.
Which I hate. I hate fucking paid advertising on cable shows.
I don't mind.
I can't, like, one, I hate, like, because, like, I'm going through the guide and it's all paid programming. Well,
mm-hmm.
yeah, exactly, bitch. This is all paid programming. I'm paying for this programming. Why the fuck do you not providing content?
I remember when this show came out, or when this channel came out, that's when reality TV was, that was, like, the first spike. Everyone wanted reality TV. Turns out not as much as Fox thought. But now if you look at it, there's several reality channels. The E! Network is basically all reality.
A&E, you
know, VH1, just, MTV,
just
all these
cheap
things.
Programming they can make quick.
But they had one show on Fox Reality called, I think it was called The Chair. Do you remember this
yes.
one?
It had that weird, almost Jay Leno impersonator guy as the host.
I do not remember.
He was like a big chin, just generic host.
Maybe it was, in fact, Jay Leno.
No.
People wanted to get involved with the reality TV in 2002. And then right around 2006, we dialed it back. We're like, listen, not everything has to be.
And it was like one of those things, too. It was like, I don't know how they can get enough contestants to keep rolling. Because they needed, like to put on like that show, like a show that you'd have like two contestants, but you still needed about 200 people in an audience.
What was the show where the contestants were locked away in separate rooms and they were competing against each other, but they did not know what the other people were doing? So, like, I forget what it was called.
Do you remember the one that was called The Mole?
Yeah, that one was, well, I remember Celebrity Mole. I didn't care. It was like The Apprentice. It's like, I don't give a shit about some dude I don't know working for some guy I don't know. But I do care if Mario Andretti is working alongside Andy Dick. I do, that's interesting. But there was a show where there'd be four contestants, and they'd be locked in their own separate room, and they'd have to do the same tasks, but they wouldn't know the progress of the other, but they would still try to beat the other. So it's like, let's just, for example, our task is bouncing a ball as many times as we can, Skinner style. Like, I would have to keep bouncing and stop, but only after you have stopped. But there was no way for me to know when you have stopped.
You just can't keep going?
Yeah. Or I forget what. Don't make a reality channel anymore. And by the way, put me on Survivor. I can't.
Are you making videos? Are you sending me?
I'm going back to it. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going back to it. They're running out of people. There can't be that many people that want to play Survivor.
There's still
at this
a ton
point.
Of people want to play.
I want to play. And now they open it up to those goddamn Canadians, so now they can play.
What happens if they say no to Survivor, but they want you and me to do the Amazing Race?
Would
you do it?
I would do it.
You say begrudgingly.
I would only because if I'm entertaining enough, sometimes they pluck you. they pluck you from the show and they make you do Survivor as well.
All right.
I can do that. I don't want to do that. Big Brother seems like the worst, because at least on an island, I can go in the ocean and get away from your ass.
Yeah.
But if we're in a fucking...
Big Brother, I couldn't stand, man. I can't.
I couldn't do
it. I don't like watching people in the house, let alone if I had to be in the house. And the whole time, I'd be in the, like, confessional room or whatever the fuck, and just be like, what do you want me to say?
You're just in there taking a nap. Dude, he must be talking shit. He's been in there for 2 hours.
I remember I was watching... What was it?
Bonanza.
Reality something on MTV. It was one of the first ones they did.
There's been so many. Room Raiders?
No. Anyway, so they were all living together. And the guy like was having an argument with everybody, so he just goes to the confessional room.
Oh, Real World.
Real World, yeah. He goes into the confessional world to just eat. Mm-hmm. He's just sitting there, and they just keep going back to him. He's just eating. And it's like,
my whole plan
just wanted to get out of there.
My dream was to be the most boring... Real World contestant of all time. Like, never go out to drink with them, never get into a fight with anyone, just constantly just be sitting on the couch watching MTV programming. I would make sure. Or, you know, I'd probably just switch to
one of the Paramount networks,
Viacom. Yeah. Right. I can throw a SpongeBob up there.
I like that idea. I always wanted to do the Jersey Shore and just sit in the house. I'm like, dude, we have a house on the beach. Why are you going to a shitty club?
Why don't
you guys bring the club here? Well, let's have a party here.
Sometimes they did.
Yeah. But that was just one at a time. When they're...
I can honestly say, and this is something I'm proud of, not a second of Jersey Shore.
I watched the first season. And then my little sister loves the new shit that comes out. So it's always on. Do I have pantry? Yeah, they came back. Going? Yep. I have Jersey Shore spaghetti sauce in my pantry right now.
Why? I mean, if it wasn't the cheapest sauce in the store, there's no reason for you to have that.
It was the only sauce in the store.
Where did you
because
go?
Because that store was FYE.
Oh my God. Why are you doing your grocery shopping at a record store? Why are you going to a record store at all?
I have a record on hold. I've got to go to the record store downtown here to go pick it up after this.
Are we that old where Jersey Shore is now nostalgia? And
I think it is.
Oh my God. How did that happen where that show...
Marinara sauce, man. I might cook it tonight. I've got to use it.
What were some of their names? Tony Dumbfuck and... everyone knows Snooki, undefeated at WrestleMania. Everyone knows her. They all had stupid ass. The other thing, there was never a Michael or Kevin. Mm-hmm. There was a
Michael. He's Situation Mike. Mike the Situation.
Is he in jail now?
Yeah, he is in jail now.
Yeah, well, you know.
Tax evasion.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought that one of those guys... You know what? It is shocking because he didn't rape anyone.
Yep.
That's why it's shocking to me that a cast member from Jersey Shore is in jail for tax fraud and not fucking rape or something violent.
Yeah. Even like on the show, one of the guys knocked some dude out cold.
Well, that...
Didn't go to jail.
They want that shit to happen.
Yeah.
March 30th, 1939, Detective Comics number 27, the debut of Batman.
Yep.
That's a big issue.
Huge issue.
Yeah. Your thoughts on Batman? Where does he rank in your top? Is he in your top five superheroes of all time? Absolutely. Has to be, right? Yeah. He's one of the best.
Yeah. Boom. I just took down. I used to have this Batman.
Did you just start a sentence with boom?
Boom. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Batman top five. Eat it.
I'm not arguing.
I just took down
spaghetti sauce on it before I eat it.
Absolutely. I don't know if that's going to be more edible or not, but anyway.
Oh, definitely not. No. Well, I mean, what?
I like it because it's in a plastic jar, and I'm like, of course it is. They can't trust any Jersey Shore fan to keep this in a glass. I just took down I used to have this crucified Batman in my room.
How much alcohol is in the Jersey Shore spaghetti sauce? It's got to be a lot of alcohol. I bet you have to be 21 to purchase it.
They didn't that card me. I'm a young-looking dude.
All right, talking about Batman.
So I had this I won this Batman in this dart game at a carnival when I was a kid. Well, I had it doll? Forever. Yeah, it was like a
action
fit. 2.5-foot like stuffed Batman. Like, it's a big one. And I would hang it in the room, and then like slowly, like its legs would cross, and like it had like a little its ribs. Like it was starting to come. The stitching was starting to come out, so some of the stuffing was coming out, and I was like, oh, that's Jesus. like when Jesus got stabbed when he was on the cross. So I crucified him. He's been like on a cross for a while.
Is that why your Twitter was Batman Jesus? Is that why?
Yeah, yeah. My Facebook is facebook.com/Batman Jesus.
We got the origins of Batman Jesus
here. So yeah, Batman Jesus has been in my room a long time.
Batman Jesus begins.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Even Gotham needs a savior.
Yep, not the hero you want. It's the hero you need, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the most? I guess I don't know how to say this. Is he like the most well done character? Like, because there's been shit like the Fantastic Four. You leave the comic books and it's all shit.
Yeah,
there's just nothing there.
Yeah,
and then there's a bunch of characters that are good that just didn't get any play mm-hmm. anywhere else. But is Batman the one that it's like he's got way more well done good shit than not? Because like Superman, even back in the Christopher Reeve days, like half of those movies were awful.
Yeah, well, but, like the Batman of the 90s, those were like the second half of those.
Mm-hmm.
With like George Clooney one, that's a bad one.
True, but you also
they course corrected that pretty quickly.
And
though.
You had while that was going on, you had the animated series.
Yeah, which was fantastic.
Which was one of the best cartoons of
even,
all time.
Even Batman: The Brave and the Bold, that's a fun fucking show.
They take care of. Although I did see
there's a lot of things you can do with it.
I saw a commercial for like Batman meets the Ninja Turtles or something. It's like
that's a good comic book. It's really good.
Well, there's a DVD coming out or something.
If it's based on that comic, it's going to be good. And those DC animated movies? Great.
Yeah, they're not
great.
That's the one thing they got over Marvel. Marvel's kind of sucks, and it's usually for tiny children. Like,
yeah.
These ones
are adult. Like, The Killing Joke? Holy shit, man.
Yeah, that's good. But, I mean, think about how many, like, Superman's always fucking Superman, right?
Yeah.
You never get a different variety of even when it was fucking Dean Cain, who is my favorite Superman.
All right. I got Nick Cage.
I mean, he was only Superman for like 5 minutes.
Even in the documentary, the Death of Superman Begins,
mm-hmm.
or The Death of Superman Lives, that Nick Cage as Superman is so fun.
You know what? As much as I love Nicolas Cage, like mm-hmm. the other day I saw, I don't know what channel it was on, but it was just, I had my TV on to a channel and it was showing the first Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
And I just saw him on his bike and I'm like, oh, that's why. I get it now. That's why people don't like you, because look at you. Look at you.
Look
fucking ridiculous. I can't even hear what you're saying, and I know it's fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. But Batman, who's your favorite? Like, who's the favorite Batman? And that counts to you. What's your favorite version of Batman, I guess? Not actor, but favorite version. We're both in agreement that while the movie is trash,
mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck... And that first tuck go around was a really
and he still
good...
might come back, like if they somehow do a Justice League 2.
Jesus Christ. I'm done.
I saw Aquaman, which
oh,
was
yeah,
little,
me too.
It was
yeah.
a little disappointing.
A little disappointing.
It was just 30 minutes too long.
Okay.
You cut 30 minutes out of that, and that is a fun, quick
that
action
is my movie. That is my complaint with all superhero movies. All of them. From the Marvels to the DCs mm-hmm. to the best to the worst. Take 30 to 45 minutes out of that shit.
Yeah.
And you have a... It's Spider-Man. 90 minutes. 90 minutes. And Spider-Man is my favorite Marvel movie. The Home... What is it called?
Homecoming?
Homecoming. Favorite Marvel movie, right? 45 minutes too long. They don't need to be that fucking long. But but especially like Aquaman, where it's like, you just spent 45 minutes walking.
Yeah, they were doing like a whole Indiana Jones thing, man.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here with that. I didn't like that.
And here's the other thing, and this is going to anger some of these nerds listening,
mm-hmm.
but nobody wants fucking Aquaman. Nobody asked for it. Nobody wanted it. It's not a good character. It only works in the Justice League setting when you have him and... three other half characters, like a goddamn robot man, cyborg person. It's Batman. We didn't go to see Aquaman. We went to see Jason Momoa as Aquaman.
Yeah.
And if you had Barry Pepper in there, we wouldn't give a fuck about goddamn Aquaman, because I'm going to say it, Aquaman sucks. It sucks. He sucks as a character. He's not interesting.
Well, they kind of did some tweaks to his character because he was like almost like to make him more interesting.
Almost
but,
as if you should have made an original movie starring Jason Momoa. That not about fucking, what is it,
Patrick Wilson
looked ridiculous.
He looked ridiculous.
It looked
Willem Dafoe.
Laughably stupid.
That had to be just a paycheck for Willem Dafoe.
There was the one scene, though, where it was like a horror
film.
Also
a welcome paycheck for Dolph Lundgren in that movie.
didn't hate seeing him.
I liked him in it.
That's
the kind of movie Dolph should be. I don't know how it took him so long to get in a movie like this. Like, yes. That's what he's about. Give him, like, a stoic-looking face or anger. Give him some shitty, trash-like comic lines. You're good to go.
But it's not the kind of movie that should be 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Yeah, it's way too long.
All of them are way too long. And it's like they think they have to be. But when all of these movies, especially Marvel, when all of these movies are essentially just prequels to the next one,
yep.
Nothing's getting finished. Why are you 3 hours long? Why is Infinity War 2 hours and 40 minutes when nothing fucking happened, nothing ended? You're just, it's the first half of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
90 minutes. 90 fucking minutes. And I'm not saying that the long ones are all bad, because mm-hmm. Dark Knight was like 2 hours and 30 minutes, and that was a perfect movie. Infinity War, with everything they had to do, it needed to be 2 hours and 40 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Some of them are good, but I mean... Yeah. Aquaman?
Yeah.
Aquaman. 2.5 That needs to be 2.5 hours. We really needed to see him and Amber Heard walking through a desert for 40 minutes. 40 minutes of that movie is Aquaman, the water guy, walking through the desert. It makes no fucking sense.
So your favorite version of Batman, back to the topic.
Yeah.
What's your favorite version?
Probably the animated series would be my favorite. Animated series,
it's good. My favorite still, there's a comic series by Paul Pope called, Batman Year 100.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Batman in the future. And it's like Batman, like the Robin of the story is always the next Batman. And it just keeps going, which I like. I always like that idea.
I do like the Michael Keaton version of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think he got it right. There. I think those first two Batman movies were right where you need to be. Not too serious, because it's a fucking clown. It's a mean clown mm-hmm. chasing after a guy dressed like a bat. Shouldn't be taken that seriously. But it's more serious than like the Adam West shit. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect blend. But then you get into the Arnolds and the Jim Carreys, and it's not serious enough.
What's the latest, was it Army Hammer gonna take on the cowl? For the new Batman? You know, I'm upset. I really was pushing
mm-hmm.
mentally, and to the few people I've talked to, Dylan O'Brien becoming the Batman. That's a great bridge.
Who is Dylan O'Brien?
Dylan O'Brien from American Assassin, the Maze Runner series.
No.
I think people who are now back on this podcast will remember, I've brought him up several times, that he's the next action star, and he would have been the perfect young bridge between like Gotham and Batman. Like
I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Couldn't picture him. But you know what? Does he have a chin?
Yeah, he's got a bit of a chin, yeah.
He does have a chin?
Yep.
Oh, okay then. That's all you need to play Batman, because no one gives a shit anymore.
I can play four Batmans?
You could play four Batmans? Yes. Yeah. I'm only down to two Batmans now. Bat chin.
When's Batman going to get a beard?
He's had one back in...
But I want it through the cowl. Like a beard coming out.
That's never happened.
I don't think that looks good.
What are the bearded superheroes?
Yeah, it's weird.
Usually that's
Thor reserved. Has a little bit of a beard.
That's reserved for evil people, though, right? Like beards throughout time have been, you know, like that bearded Hitler. Everyone knows about and that evil Santa Claus. Everyone knows evil people have the beards.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway, we love Batman.
Speaking of movies, did you watch Fighting with a Family?
Yet? I did, yeah.
I think we talked about that already.
We did. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
My favorite movie of the year so far, but by default, we're in March and there's been nothing but
I've seen
nothing but shit. I've seen two movies that I've enjoyed, and I haven't been going to the movies lately.
I saw two movies that I enjoyed. Both of them were Fighting with My Family.
What?
Went to it twice.
March 30th, 1981, Ronald Reagan was shot.
Uh-huh.
After he was shot, he looked at his wife and he said, "I forgot to duck." And
you believe that?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't
but you know what? It's a fun story. What happened to the days where people weren't afraid to shoot the president? I mean, honestly, listen, I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying, where'd they go?
Yep.
What happened to the people who love people so much? They would just people try to shoot Jodie Foster. Was it the same guy that tried to shoot Jodie Foster that actually shot Reagan?
I don't know. They made that movie about him with Jared Leto.
Oh, that explains why I haven't seen it, because Jared Leto, if I never
see... He put on like 40 pounds for that role.
Dude, yeah. Oh, good. I can do that for no goddamn reason. I don't give a shit. No one's paying. Listen, if I never see Jared Leto again, too soon. I can't take him.
Lord of War? It's a good movie.
Can't take him. Hate him. And you know, I'm also sick of this. Don't send Will Smith dead fish and shit like that. Just leave him alone. Leave everybody alone.
Speaking of Will Smith, talk about worthless reality shows.
Bucket List.
Do I want to watch a rich guy go enjoy his life right now?
Kinda.
No.
I mean, it's Will Smith, though. He's fun.
No, I'm done.
He's kind of fun. What are the odds?
I don't need this.
What are the odds that we see, like, how long into the series before we see Jaden Smith?
Fucking 3 episodes.
Oh, you're not putting him in that first episode?
I think he's in the first episode. They've cut him out because they're like, wait, too much Jaden, too soon.
You know who I feel bad about? Well, I'm glad we don't see her, but I feel kind of bad for Willow. Because remember, it's like he was pushing both those kids.
Yeah.
For like 2 years, it was like nothing but these two kids. And then now it's like Jaden.
It's like a fight promoter, man. You got to push everybody as far as they can go. And then once somebody starts winning, that's who you start backing.
I just don't know about that. I wonder.
I think he pushed Jaden way harder. Like, he was pushing both kids, but he starred in a movie with Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he hasn't been in a movie with Willow yet, has he?
Plus, there's that mystery third kid, the oldest kid.
That's going to be like the Osbournes. Like,
well, he was the one on the Just the Two of Us song.
All right.
I always thought that was Jaden, but he had another kid from a previous marriage, I believe. You know, the weird thing about that Fresh Prince, he never made, like, all of that. He never made a dime. Never got to keep a dime from Fresh Prince or the syndication, any of that money.
Really? How come?
Because the only reason he did it was because he was in so deep to the IRS.
Will Smith was?
Yeah, by that time, a rapper, not good with his cash, weird. But by that time, he was so far in debt, everything he did went directly to the IRS. So it's like, there's stories where he was taking the bus and he didn't have any money to like buy himself a sandwich. Long after he had been on NBC television prime time. It's like, it's weird when, like, imagine that, though, that situation. You are...
How much money did he make previous that he is in so much debt to the IRS?
I mean, it was the late 80s, early 90s, so it wasn't exactly the same as far as, like, rights and stuff go. But then again, it was the music industry before the internet, which means that was the last time you made money. He probably bought all his friends' cars and shit. When idiots get rich, they spend their money like idiots. That's why idiots aren't rich now. They have to win the lottery or write a song about how your parents don't get things or whatever.
Just don't understand.
But I would watch The Bucket List.
No, I won't.
I'd watch one episode of The Bucket List.
It's
than,
on a Facebook watch,
I'm
too.
Not watching The Rock's American Gladiators or whatever that is. They want me so bad. Every streaming service I have, they want me so bad to watch this LeBron James, Tim Tebow, let's make this person run a mile fucking show.
What the hell?
Have you not heard about that?
No.
It's, so, Tim Tebow's the host, but in all the commercials, Tim Tebow's nowhere to be found. It's just LeBron James, who's like the producer, and it's called The Mile. And basically the idea is you're running a mile down the city through like some weird obstacle courses along the way, and there's an athlete, a professional athlete chasing you. And you have to be...
What the hell?
I'm not going to...
No.
It's like they designed a show that I'm going to hate. It's like, well, what is Gary like? Oh, I know. LeBron James, the most annoying fucking person on the planet. The second most annoying person, Tim Tebow. And then running. We'll combine all of Gary's favorite things. There. I'm not going to watch it. But anyway, back to Reagan. If you got shot, like, how much of a badass would you feel like if you got shot and did not die? I fear death. But if I got shot right now, and then like I was hanging out with you next week, I'd be an uncontrollable dick. I would feel so much better than you and everyone around me, and I would feel like I could not be stopped. I would be dead in a week.
Yeah.
But by other things, I would just go around picking fights with giant people.
All right. I don't think. Like, no. If I got shot and lived, I'd just be grateful. I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah.
No, I would feel magical.
I wouldn't feel magical at all.
Yep. And the bullet gave him Alzheimer's or something, right? Didn't he go nuts?
Yeah, he got Alzheimer's. He was like 80 or something. Right? He got old.
I think there should be a new rule. Like, you have to be 45 to be president, right?
Yeah, 35.
Is it 35?
Yeah.
Okay, here, I think we switch it up. and we go 35 sounds right. So you start at 35, but you have to be out and you can no longer run past 50. Because listen, hey, you go crazy, right? You go crazy, right? Way before you know you go crazy. You don't have to, like, we're not going to, like, you've gone crazy years before we catch you walking naked down the street. You've already been crazy. I think it starts right around there, right around 50. So pull them.
Pull them out of the thing.
Get some youth in there. Like baby boy Trump. He's youthful.
Get some youth in here.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, you are going to take a personality test, and we're going to find out exactly who you are.
All right.
I thought I knew the man, but I didn't.
No, full mystery.
That's right.
We're going to unveil that mystery next.
We're like Sarah McLachlan. We're building a mystery.
I'm not familiar with her work.
She's great.
Yeah, I've heard all right things.
You've heard all right things?
It's fine.
It's a glowing endorsement.
Nothing that's made me go listen to it.
I liked Adia back in the 90s. I liked...
All right, and we'll be back. That's
what's going on, everybody? We took a short break.
Boom.
We're back. Jinx is going to take a personality quiz. It's got like 1,000 questions.
Let's do it.
I'm serious. It's got like 60 questions.
I'm gonna roll back like this, get comfortable.
Jinx is now, he's preparing himself physically. I assume emotionally. First of all, let me check to see if we're still recording. I
could have done this on the break.
You know what? You're an entertaining dick. One, you're right. Two, you know we didn't take a break. All right, are you ready for this? Now this is the official one. This is the
official.
This is the Briggs Myers.
Oh, I've taken this before.
Okay, great. Here we go.
All right.
Question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you almost never late for your appointments?
Nope.
Oh, great question.
Nope.
Well, you have to go yes. Yes. Uncertain. No. No.
Nope.
Just a solid no?
Solid no. Third no. Yep.
Okay. You like being engaged in an active and fast-paced job?
Nope.
Who does?
Yeah.
Who would fucking like that? You enjoy having a wide circle of acquaintances? You strike me as someone who...
Acquaintances, yes.
How many is too many acquaintances?
12.
That guy's removing his club. That's awesome.
That's sound.
Yep. Okay. I don't know why they chose this, but you. Question number four is: you feel involved when watching TV soaps? Do you watch TV soaps?
Yes.
Which ones do you watch?
Days of Our Lives.
Is that the only one left?
That's the only one I watch. Watched it since I was a kid.
Do you call it Days? You say, yeah, I got to go home and watch Days?
I don't watch it often.
Do you refer to them as your stories?
No.
So yes, yes, uncertain, no, or no?
Yes, second yes.
Second yes, okay. Number five, you are usually the first to react to a sudden event, the telephone ringing, or an unexpected question. You jump to action?
Nope.
What happens then? You just let it ring?
I never answer the fucking house phone. Are you kidding me? My own phone, I don't answer.
It could be one of those scammers.
Yeah, it's always a scammer. If your number's not saved on my phone,
mm-hmm.
I'm not answering it. I rarely listen to the voicemail. Send me a text.
To be fair, it's a 50-50 shot whether I answer, even if it is your voice. Like, I'm so conditioned to text message. Like, that's it's so much easier to get your point out there. Without me having to fucking, I can read.
Do a whole fucking conversation, like say my mom calls me and wants me to bring home
your
something.
Your mom calls you.
Yeah, she wants me to.
You told me to say it.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. She wants to she wants me to get milk or something on the way home. Just text me, hey, pick up milk on the way home. Not like, hey, how's it going? Hey, I was wondering if you can just bring milk on the way home. It's, yeah. All right, thanks. So everything good? No, just I'll bring milk home.
Yeah. Plus, it's like a receipt. You have a reminder. It's all written down. So don't call me. Next question. Is it difficult to get you excited? I suppose they mean sexually.
Do they mean sexually?
Probably not. I think they just mean in general. But it counts. Does it not count?
Is it difficult to get me excited?
Mm-hmm. Like, what gets you excited? Like, the Bill and Ted news. Does that get you excited?
No.
The Nick Cage fighting an alien?
Fuck yeah.
That does get so pretty easy then, right?
Yeah, I'd say pretty easy. What are my options?
It's the same every time.
Yes,
you don't know or no.
So no, it's not difficult.
Okay.
Regular no.
All right. When making a decision, you rely more on your feelings than on analysis of the situation. Do you shoot from, you just go? You just go and see what happens? Throw caution to the wind? Or do you
rely on feelings more than analysis? Yeah, I do, actually. Yep. Yeah. Yes. Regular yes.
Regular yes.
So there's super yes, regular yes, regular no, super no.
And uncertain. You cannot be certain here.
Yeah,
I don't know if that would do much good for this personality test. You often think about humankind and its destiny.
Yes.
What?
Yep.
I've checked out, Jinx. I gotta be honest with you, and I'm a lot happier these days.
I try to lose hope. I try not to think about it, but I often think about it. I'm like, where the fuck are we headed?
It's not that I lose
People
hope.
People need to have change.
It's not that I've lost hope. I've just checked out. I don't care anymore. I don't. Here's my reaction. If the world blows up because of our own stupidity, and I think it will any day now, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Hey, if we all live happily ever after for years to come, also fine. I don't give a shit. So you're going no?
Regular yes.
Regular yes. Okay. Next question. You believe the best decision is one which can be easily changed. Adaptability, Jinx.
Yeah, I know. Best decision.
Yeah.
Is one that can be easily changed. Yeah, regular yes.
You often ponder the root cause of phenomena and things.
Regular
and
yes.
And things.
Regular yes.
You prefer...
I do think about it, I guess.
You prefer to act immediately rather than speculate about various options. That
no,
sounds...
Regular no.
Yeah, it sounds... You gotta...
You gotta think about it. You gotta, like...
What kind of asshole
Jump on, like, oh, let's just... Super no.
Super no?
Yeah. Because fuck, like, I hate the idea of, like, we got to move for the sake of moving. It's like, no, think about what you need to do, then do it. Don't fucking, like, oh shit, this needs to be done, and just start moving towards it without any thought as to, like, how it's actually going to be fixed. You're just taking what's wrong and shaking it like a crying baby. Shaking a crying baby doesn't work. Doesn't work. That's the worst option. Because, like, this is what, that's what it means, like, to be, like, oh, no, without, like, a baby's crying, like, oh, dude, like, you don't think, oh, what's the baby need? Why is it crying? You're like, oh, no, and you just shake the baby. That's what the fuck those people who are, like, right on it gonna go do. Fuck them. So super fucking no.
Super fucking no. You trust reason rather than feelings, Jinx. Is that fair to say?
It's the opposite of, it's the exact same question as earlier. I trust reason.
So are you gonna go super no or super yes?
Regular no.
It's the same question. Okay. You are inclined to rely more on improvisation than on prior planning.
Yes. And that's not what I would like, but it often is the case where I'm doing something and it's like, oh, you know what? We had this plan. Fuck it. Gotta change it. Let's do it.
You usually plan your actions in advance.
I do plan them. Doesn't mean I'm going to. So regular yes.
Do you... I do this constantly. Do you have conversations...
With myself,
like,
all the time,
like, right? No, not so much with yourself, but like, do you rehearse conversations that you might have in the future? Like, I think this is what's gonna happen, and I think this is what this guy's gonna say, and now I'm gonna be mentally prepared to handle his response. And a lot of times that works out for me because I'm like, I've already thought about what you're gonna say, so I got it. Yeah. But then when I'm totally wrong about the situation and that's not where they're coming from at all. Then I lose the argument. I look stupid because I'm fucking, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I put all my eggs into the basket because I think I know people. And I usually do because people are all the same and they never change. But, okay, yes. Your actions are frequently influenced by your emotions.
Regular yes.
I disagree.
You don't think my emotions?
I don't think so. I think at the end of the day, you are a decent dude.
Oh, I'm decent. That doesn't mean,
I'm saying if I pissed you off, if I'm just a guy who angered the shit out of you, and then you need you know that I need some serious help, you're not gonna let your anger towards me stop you from helping me. You're gonna help me. And,
but I
and
think in
me.
My everyday life, like how I act towards people is a reflection of how I'm feeling at the moment. Like, I think I can always be civil with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to convey, like, any type of friendships or, like, erroneous feelings. Like, any like, false feelings towards that person. I can just simply act in a way that, like...
The word erroneous makes me hungry.
All right.
And it could be this diet that I'm on, but...
I can hear your stomach rumbling.
Yeah, it's terrible. I want food. Here's one that I know the answer to. And anyone listening to this that has heard this podcast before, they know the answer to this. And if you give us the wrong answer, we're going to know that you are an untruthful liar. you know how to put every minute of your time to good purpose.
That is a super no.
Good answer. Good answer.
It's a super no.
It's a super no. We wouldn't be podcasting if that were the case, right?
Yep.
Okay, here's a good one. I think I know the answer. Okay, you often contemplate the complexity of life.
Yeah, regular yes.
Like, what do you think about, Jinx? You think about how to fix it?
Not really. I just think about, like, how life is way more complicated than it needs to be.
You're not wrong.
Really simple shit that, like, just people just make hard for no fucking reason.
Yeah, I always say that the big problems in life, they all have easy fixes. We just don't want to do it.
We don't.
And the small problems, that's the shit that we can't fix. You find it difficult to speak loudly.
Yes. Regular yes. You're looking at me with...
I'm looking at you because you have no control over this one.
Yeah, I find it difficult. Like, if I had to...
We've done this podcast for a while.
Uh-huh.
5 years now.
Yep.
And I remember, especially in the beginning, first couple of years...
Mm-hmm. Real low talking?
You were extremely low talking until you shouldn't have been. And then you couldn't be quiet if your life depended on it.
Difficult. Regular yes.
You get bored if you have to read theoretical books.
No. Super no.
Super no on that one. I get bored reading this question. That question was too many words. They should make the movie. They should make that question the movie. And then I'll go
watch it.
Yeah,
go watch it.
You tend to sympathize with other people.
Super yes.
I don't know if I can... allow you to hit super yes on that because yes. you would have sympathized with me and my need to pee and my waiting for you and you would not have been so late today. I gotta say, I can't in good faith put super yes on that.
Super yes.
I'll give you a yes because I think you're a good guy. I'm not gonna get
super yes.
Super yes would not keep me waiting.
Super yes.
Super yes would not keep me waiting. That's a super yes. lie. That's a super lie, Jesus.
I didn't keep you waiting. I texted you letting you know I was gonna be late. And also, you could have went to the bathroom during our break.
We didn't take a break. You know this. It's all lies, smoke and mirrors.
Super yes, please.
Give you a super yes. You rapidly get involved in the social life of a new workplace.
Fuck no. Super no. Jesus Christ, no.
Don't you hang out with some of your coworkers?
Yeah, because I've been there 11 years.
That doesn't mean you have to be friends with them.
Yeah, but it says... like, right away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, no, it took me years before, like...
How many of them would you say are your friend?
Quite a few.
Okay, like five?
Shit, like off the top of my head, like 10 of them.
10 of them you call your friend?
Yeah, I call a friend.
How many of them do you
I'm going to officiate, like, a friend I made at work. I'm going to officiate her wedding next month. I'm an ordained minister, sir.
Yeah, universal life.
That's right.
Universal life coach. That's what we could have been. Yeah, $14 and I have the power of the Lord.
Hell yeah. I frame that certificate. I got a card.
The more people you speak to, the better you feel.
No.
No, because...
Super no. Super no.
Yeah, super... I already hit super no.
Yeah.
Because the more people you talk to, the angrier you're going to get.
What?
Oh, human interaction sucks. I remember I had I was trying out a new haircut, Jinx.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy with it. I felt good about myself. I thought that I looked very good with this new haircut. And I'm walking into work feeling good about myself, and the first person I see She says, first of all, she says, do you get a haircut? Which is the dumbest question you should ever ask anyone. Obviously, yes. If that's the only thing you can put together, we don't need to talk. But her follow-up was, you look like Hitler. okay, so I don't know if you guys, right. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Hitler is the worst person of all time. And there's no reason to compare anyone to the worst person of all. Even if you think Hitler...
You mean Times Man of the Year in 1938?
Even if you think Hitler is hot, okay? Even if you think he's a good-looking gentleman.
Like everybody all over the Ted Bundy guy?
Mm-hmm. Listen, all I'm saying is that person ruined my day by telling me that the thing that I was proud of for that day reminded her of the worst person that's ever lived.
All right.
You should know not to do that. You should know not to speak to someone like that. So what is it?
Super no.
Okay. As a rule, you proceed only when you have a clear and detailed plan.
No, regular no.
You don't just jump in?
No, I'm just saying I sometimes do jump in.
I mean, how often would you say? Listen,
it's not a rule. I don't have a rule saying like, hey, I can't jump in. I'm like, no, I play it by ear.
If I called you tomorrow and I said, hey, we're not doing this anymore, we're doing this now.
Every time you've done that?
Yes.
My response has been,
yep.
Sounds good.
Yeah. What are we doing tomorrow? I don't know yet. Cool, I'll be there relatively on time. Okay. You easily empathize with the concerns of other people.
Yes, regular yes.
Okay. Often you prefer to read a book than go to a party.
Super yes.
Really? You're
I don't like going to parties. Like, parties are okay.
But I think party, I don't think they mean specifically party. I think it means hang out with friends. You seem like a guy who's always going someplace, always doing some stuff.
Yeah, I'm always alone doing it because nobody likes doing...
I see pictures, unless you just awkwardly stand next to strangers and take them.
I don't know anybody in those pictures.
Okay.
Some books I need to finish.
Good priorities. When with a group of people, you enjoy being directly involved and being at the center of attention.
Super no.
You want to be in the center of attention?
Fuck no.
Are you trying to hide in the background?
Yeah, always.
Not me, man. I gotta be a superstar.
I gotta be the superstar.
Look, if I'm gonna go out, which is never, right? I never leave the house. I never do stuff. But listen, you're gonna know I'm there. If I go. You are more...
I'm the Scott Norton of the NWO.
Who?
Exactly.
you are more inclined to experiment than to follow familiar approaches. You ever experiment, Jinx?
Experiment than follow familiar approaches.
You ever experiment, Jinx?
I'm going to say no.
Sexually or with drugs? You ever experiment? Or sexually with drugs? You ever fuck some drugs, Jinx?
Fuck some drugs.
I fucked some drugs before. You were strongly touched by the stories about people's troubles.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Really? You want to hear all that, like, oh, I can't believe my uncle's
back? No, I didn't say I want to hear him, but when I do hear him, I'm touched by him.
I just gave you...
See, you're adding to the question that's not there.
Because if we go back to the very beginning of this episode, I told you a heart-wrenching, heartbreaking story about me having to pee, and you didn't give a shit at all. I didn't see a tear trickle down your fucking face. Your fucking hate-filled face, you son of a bitch. All right, deadlines seem to you to be of relative rather than absolute importance.
Yes, regular yes. It's not absolute important. Like most deadlines are just imaginary. They just like make it up. People are like, oh, I need this by this day.
They don't make it up.
For some arbitrary reason.
So you're saying every time there's a deadline.
Not every time. Read the question again.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. Here's one that makes no sense to me. You prefer to isolate yourself from outside noises?
Yeah.
I mean, who
would... Regular, yes. Who would want, like, open the door and, like, oh, they're doing construction outside?
Oh, I can't
let that in. Oh. Let that glorious sound of commerce in.
Is that a mariachi band I hear?
If it's middle of the day and I hear a mariachi band, I might go outside for about 10 minutes, but then back in.
Well, knowing my neighbors like I do,
mm-hmm.
I know that if I hear a mariachi band in the middle of the afternoon, I'm going to always, forever... hear that mariachi band, because it will not stop. I don't know if, like, Mexican clocks are different how about knock it off? Because there's nothing worse than like hearing part of loud music, because all night long I'm just hearing boop, 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 boop. It's like, what are they singing? And then it also makes me really jealous because I feel like whoever's enjoying that music is also enjoying some delicious Mexican cuisine.
Oh,
and
I had some pineapple pastor tacos last night. Delicious.
What is that, fish?
No, pork.
Oh, okay.
It really went well because I ordered, so there's this one food truck called Bangin' Balls. Yep. They make these rice balls. So I ordered the New York City rice ball.
I think I've seen that.
Where it is supposed to be sausage and peppers inside this rice ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding up to Gary about 3/4 inch space between my fingers.
Space between.
And this is how much fucking sausage was in 3 of these rice bowls, about a golf ball size.
It's a lot of sausage.
No sausage whatsoever. It is fucking nothing. That is nothing.
That's enough.
It was like they took a sausage link,
yeah,
tore off 3/4 inch of it,
mm-hmm,
and put it in a rice ball, but then gave me 2 other rice balls with no sausage. Sausage was supposed to be the main ingredient in this fucking rice ball.
I think rice is the main ingredient in the rice ball.
Oh my God. It was gross. I threw it away, and then went and got some tacos.
Next up, for you, no surprises is better than surprises, good or bad.
Yes.
100%, right? I don't want to be shocked by anything. Even if you give me like a box, like, guess what I got, and it's a box of money, I don't want that. I want you to tell me I have a box of money for you.
And I have been trained on this my entire life. Like, no surprise has been good. No present I've gotten has been amazing. Like, no surprise whatsoever has been like, blew me away. Like, I can't believe this, right? It's always been, why are you doing this? What's going on?
Yeah, maybe you just don't remember the good surprises.
I remember all the disappointments.
Yeah, I'm saying you remember all the how often do you remember like the good?
I try to.
I guess. Okay, you take pleasure in putting things in order. Now, are you suffering from the OCD like I do? Because honestly, I can't sleep if I have not vacuumed my carpet.
That's weird. No, regular no on this.
You know, you say weird.
Yeah.
I say that's a problem. Earlier you said you did.
Do you think it's a problem?
Yes. I literally, if my vacuum breaks, I can't sleep till I get a new vacuum. That's a problem, Jinx. Yes. If my laundry's not folded before I go to sleep, I will never go to sleep. That's a problem.
So
yes.
I get home last night around 1, about, you know, 15 after 1 at night. I get home, the laundry in which I just finished before leaving is still piled on my bed, and I just, with one arm, scoop all that shit off my bed, and then crash right down.
You have good control over your desires and temptations. Talking about willpower, Jinx, do you have it? Do you have any of it, Jinx?
Over my desires? Yeah. Regular,
really?
Yes.
Really?
I think I have good, like, I don't do everything I want to do, yeah. I don't see that as a good thing, either.
All I'm saying is,
I would like to run wild.
Like Hulk Hogan. Like Hulkamania.
I'm going to rip this off.
I'm currently on the diet. It's been working. Mm-hmm. If you gave me a pizza right now, I would have but no choice but to eat that pizza.
Might go get pizza next. Go downtown anyway. Pick up some record. Go get some pizza. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good afternoon.
When solving a problem, you would rather follow a familiar approach than seek a new one.
No. I'm always looking for new ways to solve problems.
But what? I mean, why ignore what works?
Because the problem exists because maybe the familiar didn't work in the first place, and going back to it is always going to cause more problems.
A thirst for adventure is something close to your heart.
Yes, it is a thirst I never quench. But it is there, yes.
What kind of adventure would you like to go on?
I honestly would love. Was it
Machu Picchu?
In Peru?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would love to climb that. Do you think I am in any shape whatsoever to go through 10 flights of stairs, let alone that journey?
I don't want to be rude.
No, not be rude. You
are not in the kind of shape where you would go through 10 flights of escalators. Like why do you want to go so far to climb a mountain?
That's what I want to do.
Climb a mountain here.
Well, I would start here. Once again.
Well, if you start here, by the time you get there, you'll be in plenty of good shape.
Exactly. But do you see me taking that first step, sir?
No.
All right. But the quench is, the thirst is there.
You find it difficult to talk about your feelings.
Yeah. Super yes.
We have never had a conversation, like a serious conversation at all about anything, I don't think. And I'm fine with that.
Let's keep that way. Yeah. Super yes.
Super yes.
Yeah, that's a super yes.
Your decisions are based more on the feeling of a moment than on the thorough planning. Huh?
Regular yes.
Regular yes to that one. You prefer to spend your leisure time alone or relaxing in a tranquil atmosphere.
Super yes.
Super, of course. Who wouldn't want
to? No, that sounds fucking delightful.
You feel more comfortable sticking to conventional ways.
Feel more comfortable? Yeah. Regular yes. Like, but you feel comfortable about it.
You're easily affected by strong emotions.
Easily affected? Regular no.
Regular no. You're always looking for opportunities. Are you the ultimate opportunist?
No. Regular no. I'm not. I always miss them. I always miss, like, when somebody, like, comes up on, like, a business idea or something, I'm always late to the party or something, because I'm just like, I never think about...
Didn't you almost get us killed not long ago because you were going to take advantage of an opportunity?
Which was this?
I don't know. We were supposed to go some shady details.
Oh, dude.
We were
that was...
go someplace.
Yeah, that was...
And thanks to you, that psychopath is still my Facebook friend.
He's a nice guy, but like sure we haven't done it. Like the one time I met him, he was a nice guy, but it got weird. Got super weird about just trying to get me out of the car, man. Like he's all, hey, I can drive you. I'm like, no, I'll meet you somewhere. Cool, but that place is closed on this day, but we can meet there and I can drive you to the other place. Like, why? No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm out.
Make sure you
stop
don't
trying
tell,
to get me out of my car.
Make sure you don't tell anyone where you're going when you leave. As a rule, current preoccupations worry you more than your future plans.
Current preoccupations.
Yeah, so what's going on now worries you more than what you have coming up.
Yeah. Regular yes.
See, I'm different. I let the future things ruin the now. So whether I'm having a good time right now or a bad time right now, I'm either looking forward to something better and this is making me not hate this, or I'm dreading something coming up, and I'm not allowed to enjoy this.
Okay.
So I'm never in the moment, Jinx.
I understand that, but I usually worry about, all right, I got to get this done now, or this thing now. Future be damned. But yeah.
It is easy for you to communicate in social situations.
No. Regular no.
Nah, but go super no on that. But you rarely deviate from your habits. It's a super yes. You willingly involve yourself in matters which engage your sympathies. You go out. You go out looking to be sympathetic of people, Jinx.
No,
they just it just happens, right?
Yeah.
Last one.
I don't like that's like a superhero type of complex where you're like going out
gotta
trying
save, gotta
to
save, gotta
yeah,
save.
Like no, like if it comes across me or you see it, yeah. But like I don't go around like, hey, you all right? Everything good? You seem fine, but, like, I don't know, something under the thing going on.
If you
man.
Ever asked me like that, with those intense eyes you just gave me, I would think...
I don't trust it. I don't trust it.
Last question. You easily perceive various ways in which events could develop. Are you constantly thinking about the different shit, different ways things can go down, Jinx?
No. Regular no.
You just don't care?
Well, I usually think, like, it's one or the other. There's usually, for me, like, I don't think, like, I'm not, like, Doctor Strange going into the future, like, seeing all the different paths. It's like... Well, either it's going to be like this, or it's going to be like this. And if it's not either of those two, fuck it.
Okay.
Is it over?
Yeah. Do you want to know what
Jesus
your,
Christ.
Do you want to know what your score is?
You're a sweaty mess? Yeah, because I am.
This could either be the greatest outcome to a quiz we've done,
uh-huh.
or the worst.
All right.
Your what? Results are... An unexpected error occurred. It didn't
Shut
give me
the
results.
Fuck up.
Yeah, it won't give it to me.
Wow. What a payoff.
If you think about it, though, that says something.
Does it?
Yeah. You're an open book, man. Who knows? Your story's not finished yet. Although, if you want to go...
You're somebody walking away from a hand job right now for these listeners.
I hope no.
You're walking away from it. You're like, you know what? I'm done.
It's a hoe blow. It's not my
fault.
You
flicked your wrist at the hand at the dick. You're like, no thanks.
I flicked my wrist
at
the
dick.
Dick.
No thanks.
We're going to go towel off.
Yeah, I am sweating. Oh, shit. It is sweaty. Mm-hmm.
It's like you just noticed.
Oh, no. Like, I noticed, like, that on the shorts.
Yeah, keep in mind, this is, we're doing this in March. and yep. we're this sweaty. Oh my God! This is why we think maybe we shouldn't do podcasting because it gets hot. Anyway, when we come back,
sweaters too. It sucks.
When we come back, for those people who miss Accidental Life Coach, we're back, baby. We're gonna accidentally life coach some of you people when we come back. I'm sure you guys heard me talk about Flipboard and Scoop Pop or whatever the fuck else. And I'm sure you guys are now patrons of those apps and vendors.
Hells yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jinx, we got some life coaching to do. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, we got four questions, four emails. By the way, if you would like to email us and you are former fans of the podcast, whatever it is, you can email all of your questions at accidentallifecoach@yahoo.com or ntrpodcast@yahoo.com. Well, it's the same shit. We'll fix your stupid lives no matter what. Are you ready, Jinx?
Hell yeah, we are.
Dear life coaches, that's us.
Yeah.
My husband wants to teach my 5-year-old daughter how to shoot.
All right.
Even though I grew up with guns, as did my husband, I'm not sure it's something we should bring into my child's life, especially in today's world. What do you guys think, Steph?
All right, I need a little bit more background, of course. Just want to know if guns are actually going to be part of your house right now. You say you grew up with them, and I assume if you're trying to get your 5-year-old or your husband's trying to get your 5-year-old to start shooting, you have guns in the house right now. Never too early to show them the important safety techniques mm-hmm. and the dangers of the gun. So if you're going to have them around the house, absolutely, let it roll.
That's the thing. There's nothing wrong with showing a child how to properly use a gun.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Maybe leaving it there. I think if kids knew more about how guns work, there would be less finding guns in your parents' closet than shooting your best friend's face off. And by the way, also, like, I didn't really think about guns, right? I mean, I watched movies and stuff and saw guns, but I never really realized what kind of a weapon it was until I actually had one in my hand and shot one.
Yeah.
And once I shot it, I was like, oh, shit, this is like a thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is a... So I think it is good. My daughter's 10. She has shot a gun before.
Okay.
I mean, it's a tiny little rifle thing, and we didn't, just the one time. But I think there's nothing wrong with teaching your children how to...
Especially if it's going
to
be part of your, like...
Yeah, teach them how to aim, teach them how to care for one, teach them how to take care of it, and teach them how to respect it.
Show them that it's not a toy. Like they might see... They might, because, like, when you see it on TV, it's this fictional thing. Nobody, it's not real. You're constantly told these things aren't real on TV. So, yeah, show them, like, hey, this thing's real.
Yeah.
Treat it with some respect because there are consequences to it.
Yep.
5 years old is, you're right around that time where you can start taking some responsibility.
And it's fine. I say do it. Let them have it.
Roll for it, man. Yep. Go for it.
Next question. Dear ALC, that's us. I'm 6 months pregnant, and we haven't decided on a name yet.
Congratulations.
We have narrowed it down to 3 and can't decide, so why not let 2 strangers on a podcast do it?
All right.
That's what we're here for.
What are our 3?
The 3 names are... Jesus Christ. Ashley.
All right. Nope.
Devin.
Nope.
And Rhonda. Thanks in advance, Brandy.
So no on all 3. All right. So
that's a big
we're
going
to scrap all those and just come up with some of our own here.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle. Cool. So it's going to be a girl?
I assume.
Because Devin threw me off.
Well, Devin's a girl's name. Devin's hot. You know that there's some names that, like, they're only given to hot girls.
All right.
If you look at a baby and go, that baby's going to be pretty fuckable in about 18 years.
Fucking A.
We got to get, we can't call this baby Mabel. We can't do it.
Jesus.
I've known 2 Devins in my life, 2 female Devins. And guess what? Extremely hot.
All right.
Extremely hot.
I'm going to give her some options because I think some names are going to make a comeback. Olga.
Making
a comeback.
Jesus, no.
Gloria.
I like Gloria.
Gloria, I think, can make a comeback. Mm-hmm. Aretha.
Aretha's not making a
Aretha
comeback.
Aretha could make a comeback.
Aretha? No, people are going to call
Aretha.
Her Urethra.
Nope.
I'm
Aretha.
I'll find the kid. I'll find this little girl, and I'll call her Urethra. That's what I'll do. My goal as a podcaster is to search little girls with bad names and make them feel bad about themselves.
Ruth.
I like Ruth. That was the name I was going to give my daughter.
Oh, nice.
Ruth was, yeah, Ruth.
I like
or
Ruth
Rose.
A lot.
I like Rose too.
My great grandmother's name is Ruth.
Nothing. You know what? Mm-hmm. Let's agree. Ruth.
Ruth.
Name your fucking kid Ruth.
Ruth.
And Ruth is one of those names where she could be an uggo, she could be hot.
Yeah.
You don't know.
And then when you're first 3 years, baby Ruth parties. There you go.
Yeah. Plus,
you don't have to buy a cake for a fucking 2-year-old. Just get some baby Ruth candy bars.
Ain't no such thing as a stripper named Ruth.
Boom.
Never. Next question. Dear coaches. That's us again.
Hey.
My parents don't want me to get a tattoo, but I am 18 and I think I should be able to do whatever I want.
Damn right.
Maybe back in their day it meant something else.
Fuck yeah.
But in 2019 it's pretty normal.
Hell
should
yeah.
I get one anyway? I mean, what can they do after it's done, right? I'll tell you what they can do. They can kick you out of their fucking house.
You know what? You're 18. You go get that tattoo. You don't have to show your parents anything.
Can he live with you once they kick his ass out? Can he move in with you? Sleep
I...
on the foot of your bed like a dog?
No.
Like a dog?
No. Wait, my mom was dead against me getting tattooed.
As was mine.
Still happened.
Yep.
Didn't get kicked out.
My mom, okay, so my mom
They'll be disappointed. They'll be mad. I don't think it'll lead to anybody getting kicked out.
I mean,
unless she has to pay rent right now, and like she decided to get the tattoo instead of paying rent, then yeah, I can see they're upset. But if you have your own money.
Yeah.
Also, if you're getting an allowance, if you're 18, like you're still going to high school and you're getting an allowance, no. This tattoo, if you want to make a statement that you're an adult and can do things, has to be money you've earned yourself from a job, then you can do it. That's fine.
I think, and this is just based on experience, I got my tattoo when I was in high school at 18, and I wished to God every day of my life I never got it. And at the time, I thought it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because when you're 18, some of the time, most of the time, you are a fucking moron.
It's true.
And the things that you think are cool are pretty goddamn stupid.
This is why I think she should get it. So that in 10 years, she's got that reminder. Oh, yeah, I'm not that smart. I can make stupid decisions. Let me rethink what I'm about to do.
You know what? Okay, so when I got my tattoo, I hid it from both my parents. My dad didn't give a fuck. My mom did not want this to happen. And I guess my mom came into my bedroom one day when I was sleeping. And I had no shirt on, and she saw my tattoo on my arm, and she just assumed that I was thinking about getting the tattoo because I had been drawing on my arm. How do you think I'm drawing on my arm with my left arm? And what?
She believed what she wanted to believe at that moment.
She was wrong. She was wrong for doing that.
Yep. Yeah, so if it's your own money and you really feel strongly about it, go for it. But if you are getting assistance from your parents in any way, then please just respect their wishes for another couple years.
Yeah. Just, it's, listen.
Just, you're at this moment where you really want this tattoo, which is going to be permanent.
Mm-hmm.
It'll still be permanent if you get it, like, in a year or two.
Yeah.
And you can just avoid this drama that you are just making for no fucking reason because you want this really cute fucking tattoo on the lower
back. Also, how old are your parents? Because tattoos have been pretty commonplace for like a long time.
Yeah.
By the way, the guy who invented tattoos, like modern, like the first guy to open up a tattoo parlor, did he ever think women would even be a customer at this point? Because like women have tattoos, right?
Yeah.
It's not a weird thing.
Yeah, it was so weird back.
Black dudes have tattoos. When you're opening your first, just think about the guy opening his first tattoo parlor way back when. Did he ever think he would ever have to put a tattoo on a lady or a black dude ever? Never would that ever come up. He thought, well, I'm only going to get sailors and bikers. Those are literally the only two groups of people that would want a tattoo. Sailors and bikers. And now it's like soccer moms.
Yep.
Are getting Love Kaylee written on the back of their shoulder.
My grandma, she got her first tattoo when she was like 60.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A little late to the game, if you ask me. That canvas stretches.
She got it at my cousin's house with his, I think, old prison cellmate did it. Got infected right away. Anyway. So funny. Like for 5 months.
After 5 minutes of telling this guy to get a tattoo, you end it with the story of...
Don't go to a shop.
Although don't go to a shop.
No. Like, go to a shop. I didn't go to a shop. It turned out all right with me.
I don't know about that. Different opinions. All right. Our last email comes from a friend of the show, Mr. Funks. And he has a convoluted yet interesting question.
All right.
You loaned your friend $4,000 last year. But,
oh, shit. This is when you sent me,
But since then, he has refused to pay it back, which has really deteriorated the friendship. You beg him to just pay you $2,000 and forget the rest because you are in a financial crisis. Your friend then says he can only get you $1,500. Since that's all he has, you feel like you have no option but to accept. You give him your account details. I don't know why you would do that.
Uh-huh.
Give him your account details and send out the money directly. You wake up the next morning, check your bank account, and there is an extra $15,000 in it. So you grab your phone. You find he's got 53 missed phone calls from his friend, obviously, 27 text messages begging you to transfer back the extra $13,000.
Ask him what the money's for.
Well, now, hold on. He gives you options. What would we do? Send back the $15,500, uh-huh. take the full $4,000 that we originally gave him, or keep the entire $15,000. You're a dick if you keep the entire $15,000, right?
I would call him first.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
But wouldn't you make him wait to get that phone call?
Make him wait.
He would get that phone call 5 p.m.
Yeah. Ask him what's for. Like, if it's his mom's cancer fund or mm-hmm. some shit like that, totally understandable.
One day I want to afford cancer. I'm starting a fund.
Don't even start. I was watching the goddamn news the other day, and there's a Clovis, which is a city near here. One of the teachers has cancer, and they have this some sort of fundraiser they're doing for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're like, oh, it's so heartfelt, blah, blah, blah. And I just was, like, so angry. Because I'm like, aren't we getting sick and tired of fucking teachers having to do a fundraiser so they can get fucking cancer, like, treatment? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, we should be embarrassed that we're holding up this fucking fundraiser as, like, a heartfelt thing. And it's like, no, we have failed as a fucking society if our teachers have to fucking go to such lengths so they don't lose their house because they got sick. Go fuck yourself.
Well, first of all, teachers are lucky to have their job because most of them are useless. here's what I would do. I would give him, like, you can't keep all of it.
I would keep all of it. $4,000, depending on how it is. Take a percentage on top. Keep $5,000. Send him back $10,000.
I would only give him the $1,500, or I would only take the $1,500, right?
That you agreed upon?
Right. Okay. Just the $1,500. But I would keep his money away from him for like a month. I would say, this is what, I'm not going to take a dime, but now you're going to be horribly inconvenienced for the next 30 days. You're going to have to, all your bills are going to be late. You're going to pay late fees. You're not going to have any money. Just fucking 30 days. You made me wait for my shit. Now you're waiting for yours. Now we can still be friends, but a little payback.
I want to know where the money came from. If he has all this money.
I would like to know why he borrowed the money to begin with.
This is his collection of all the borrowed money from all of his friends that he's dead. So that he can now, like, leave everybody.
And that's the case. If that's the case, I support that guy. And also, give me some money.
It reminds me of the, with the lady, there was a article where a lady, like, had, not tricked, but had coerced 20 of her boyfriends to buy her iPhones.
That's tricking.
And she then bought a house, sold them all and bought a house. Probably the down payment for a house.
You know what that tells me? iPhones are too expensive.
They're very expensive.
Jesus Christ. 10 of them get you a house?
20 of them.
Okay.
Probably a down payment for a house.
Still.
So like, even if you're selling them aftermarket value at 800 a piece, you're going to get like $15,000 on that. So that's just right about the down payment.
Well, my phone's ringing. You know what it says?
What?
It says we did another successful job.
Hell yeah.
Answering a bunch of people's questions. If you have a stupid question or problem or want to swindle your friends out of $4,000 and want to figure out the best way to do it, give us an email. I know my stomach. I need to eat.
That is going to be at accidentallifecoach@yahoo.com.
Or NTR Podcast.
NTR Podcast at
Yahoo.
Is it a Yamaha?
It's a Yamaha. At Yamaha.
Yamaha.com.
And Jinx, before we go, anything else besides complaining about how hot you are right now?
I just want to apologize to the listeners that they didn't get to find out what kind of personality I had through a test.
It was a glitch in the internet. Not my fault.
I will give you the, I've taken this test before, and I got an INFP.
If
you want to look that up.
The results just came in. It says you are a cool dude.
Cool dude. Cool dude numero uno.
Cool dude numero uno.
Also bilingual.
Cool dude numero uno. Holy fuck. Oh my god.
And we're back.
We never left, Jinx.
We're back with it.
Cool dude
numero uno.
Holy shit. That's the greatest thing you've ever said. Cool dude numero uno. Bye, guys.
Latest.